Good evening, everyone. This is WRQC 635. And it's Tuesday evening, 9 p.m., time for the promontory edition of our Utah GMRS Information Group Net. We are ready to start, so if anybody would like to check in, please call now.
WRQJ 559, Eric and Layton.
I can hear you. You are a little steamy underneath you, but you are audible. And I was able to understand what's said till you got stomped on there a little bit. One more time with your name, please. It is a little steamy, but we can hear you through the steam. Others who'd like to check in, please call now.
WRUE 201.
Good evening, Matt. Others who'd like to check in to our Tuesday night edition of the Utah GMRS Information Group Net. Please call them.
WSDZ 897, Gary and Roy.
Good evening, Gary. Good to hear you. Others who'd like to check in, please call.
WSER 369, Miles, San Clipper.
Good to hear you, Miles. Sound good tonight? Audio's a little bit low. Might want to speak a little closer to the mic. Others who'd like to check in, please call. This is WRQC 635, and we're hosting our Tuesday night edition of the Utah GMRS Information Group Net on the Promontory Repeater. We're accepting check-ins. If you've not had an opportunity to check in yet, please call.
This is WSIZ 321, Scott and Layton.
Good evening, Scott. Good to hear you. Others who'd like to check in, please call. That's a good start. We'll ask for more folks as we go. Before we get into it tonight, just one thing I'd like to bring up for us. This is probably mostly for folks who are dually licensed, hams and GMRS licensed. Particularly if you're on a dual band ham radio that's been opened up so that you're able to use GMRS frequencies as well. You've got the Mars mod on it. That means not only are you able to transmit on GMRS frequencies, you are opened up to other frequencies also. So, for those who are familiar with amateur radio, there are band plans, and inside those band plans are specific frequencies that we are allowed to use, and there are many that are out of band that we are not permitted to transmit on. Just as a reminder, in any kind of radio, we are allowed to receive and listen pretty much to anything that we would like. We need to be careful about what we transmit on so that we're not outside of our privileges of the licenses that are granted to us by the FCC. So, just an idea to be careful about that, particularly if you happen to be transmitting on a frequency that is assigned to a public safety service get a letter or worse. So just a public safety announcement there, public service announcement. Make sure we stay safe with our radios. Make sure we operate within the privileges that we've been given. And with that, let's go see what Dan's up to. 637.
This is Dan, WSGG 637, transmitting from Sunset, Utah. Just sitting here down with the family, eating some food, hamburgers and such. It's been a while since I've joined the net. I've had life kind of happening, and so just kind of trying to take care of things and get back into radio. I'm back on GMRS again, obviously, but am currently still studying again for the ham radio testings.